Well, if you walked out to this interpretive sign called historical land use, do this next. Look at the sign. Look at the picture right above the words called former decking site. That photograph was taken in 2007. The land that you are looking at today is that exact spot. Back in the days of timber harvesting on this preserve, when Gladfeller Lumber owned it, they clear-cut vast sections of loblolly pine for the lumber industry. A decking site is that place to which they bring all of the trees that they have felled for processing. On the decking site, there are great big giant machines that lift up the logs, run them through a very bizarre-looking machine called a delimmer, which removes all the side branches. Then that decking machine runs it further down the machine, where a giant saw blade cuts the tree into log lengths. A crane picks it up and puts it on a tractor trailer and takes it back out. This is what a decking site looks like years after it stops being a decking site. So the habitat now is slowly recovering. There's lots of young pine trees coming in. The decking site itself has very little tree vegetation on it because underneath of the grasses and the wildflowers that you'll find out there are old rotting, decaying logs. And it'll just take a long time for those logs to decay and really build up a good soil layer for new trees that will show up and become part of the new hardwood forest that will be out here. Take a walk off to your far right. Follow the rest of Frog Pond Trail. It will take you back to Ponder's Road. Let you do that on your own. What we're going to do to continue this podcast tour is walk back in the direction that you came from, past the bench, and go out along the northern edge of Frog Pond Trail to another interpretive sign where we'll talk about things like wooded wetlands and migrating birds and other interesting things. See you then.